Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome into the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. It is so great to be back in studio this evening, and we have scheduled a terrific lineup over the next 2 hours. Obviously, there's going to be plenty of NBA Finals coverage, and we have dedicated a portion of our program tonight celebrating the life and legacy of the great Muhammad Ali. All of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and right now we're going to open up the phone lines and welcome in Myron Patton. He is the sports director, Oklahoma City's Fox 25 television. Of course, the big one tonight, it is game 4 of the finals getting underway. And we want to get his thoughts on the finals, but also one of the reasons we've invited Myron on is we want the pulse on the Oklahoma City Thunder and just ultimately how the season played out. We want to get his insight. We want to get his perspective. It's great to have you on tonight. Welcome back, Myron.
Thanks for having me, Alyssa. A lot of basketball going on. I'm like everybody else watching the finals, and I'm hoping for just give me some good games. I'm not really, I'm usually a Western Conference fan, but more than anything, I just want good games when these finals.
Well, we want to have a good series here, so that's what we're going to talk about, game 4, and it is underway. So let's get your thoughts on the series up to this point, and how do you explain this incredible turnaround by the Cavs in game 3?
Well, they were in a must-win situation, and they came out playing desperate in game 3 when they got to the big first quarter lead, which is what they had to have. And, you know, because if they lose game 3, then tonight really doesn't mean anything, to be honest. The series is over. So I was impressed the way they came out and jumped on Golden State early and, of course, ended up winning by 30 points. But, of course, tonight's a key game as well to see if it's really going to be a series or maybe going back to the Bay Area as a coronation for Golden State.
Do you think they can duplicate this type of effort and play with just that sense of desperation? Their back was against the wall on Wednesday night.
Yeah, and I think that remains to be seen. I mean, Golden State obviously didn't play well. Give credit to Cleveland on that. But, you know, Steph Curry really has not had as big an imprint on this series as you would expect an MVP to have, a two-time MVP. Klay Thompson didn't particularly get off to a very good start as well. So, you know, those are the guys I think that really have to get going if you're a Golden State fan, if they're really going to, seize control or maintain control of this series or whatever. I'm not surprised Cleveland won game 3. But again, the key game is tonight to see if we're really going to have a series or not.
You know, you mentioned Golden State, so let's dissect this a little bit farther. Talk to me about Steph Curry. I mean, what do you think's wrong with him? And do you think, I mean, he is 100% that he is healthy. Could this be impacting him at all?
Yeah, I think he's healthy. I mean, I'm kind of a bit like Jeff Van Gundy said, early in the series, you know, when Steph didn't play well against Oklahoma City, he suddenly wasn't healthy. And really, it's not him. It's more us, the media. I was out in the Bay Area and covering that series. He never once hinted that, hey, my knee is bothering me or anything like that. It was almost like he had a lot of media members making excuses for him. And when we were asking him, he says, no, I'm fine. I'm healthy or whatever. So this is not in any ways a shot at him. But you can't be healthy when you're putting up, you know, 17 points in overtime against Portland or that big run the second game against Oklahoma City. And then when you don't play well, it's suddenly the knee is bothering you. So I think he's fine. I mean, certainly, is anybody 100% at this point? Well, heck, he's played over 100-plus games or whatever. But, you know, give Cleveland some credit in terms of maybe some defensive things they're able to do. So I don't think it's his health. I think sometimes the defense gets the better of you. But luckily for them, Draymond Green stepped up in game 2 and had a big game. You've got other guys that have been able to do some things and give them this serious lead up to this point.
So game 4 tonight, it is underway. What is going to be the key for Steph to get into rhythm, get those touches, and somehow get those open looks?
Oh, I think he's always better when he's got guys, you know, on the move, kind of on their heels.
Yeah.
He's such a great ball handler. And, you know, he's not the freak of an athlete like some of the other point guards in the league, but he changes speeds. And he has perfected getting that shot off with amazing quickness. And, of course, he's got unlimited range when he gets off the bus, so to speak. He's in range. So I would suspect he'll bounce back and will be a little bit more forceful in his game in terms of trying to make some things happen. He and Klay Thompson both, because they're the two leaders of that team. Draymond Green, obviously, is a very good player as well. But I would suspect that those guys try to get their games going early to kind of put an imprint on the game, to at least to let Cleveland know, hey, this isn't game 3. we came to play tonight.
You can always go back and listen to the podcast, our entire interview, at podcastarena.com. And also, we want to encourage you to follow Myron Patton on Twitter, at Myron_Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N. So let's talk some more about Game 4. How do you think this is going to play out?
I'm going to go with Golden State to win. Cleveland got their game the other night, blowout, 30-point game. As I said, I just want good games. I want to be entertained. I want to go to a fourth quarter where something's in doubt, and we really hadn't had that for the most part in this series. But I'm going to say Golden State's going to find a way to win a close game and go back home up 3-1.
If the Cavs are unable to win the championships this year, how big of a hit is LeBron's legacy going to take?
Oh, you're going to have some people being critical of him. I mean, he would be 2-5 in the in finals appearances. You know, I think a lot of times what you get, people want to give one guy all the credit for doing something and then all the blame when it doesn't work out. It very rarely works out that way. I mean, it's very much a team game. You got to look and say, should he have won some of those series that he lost? And I would think probably not, because here's the reality, and this goes to the people who want to make a big deal, and it is an accomplishment to go to 6 straight finals. But let's be real, this is not LeBron's fault, but the Eastern Conference has been as weak as it's been since I can remember watching basketball. And I watched basketball my entire life. I'm 53 years old.
Right.
And a lot of those years, the Eastern Conference was considerably weaker than the West. And had he been in the West, he's not going to 6 straight finals. You had some people, I remember this goes back to last season, they were trying to say, well, in the 80s, the East was better than the West. And it was. But the difference was not nearly as big as it is now. For instance, Oklahoma City last year missed the playoffs, all the injuries they had. They had 45 wins. That never happened in the 80s where a team with 45 wins didn't make the playoffs in the East. And they're not even the worst situation. I mean, Phoenix in 2014 had 48 wins, didn't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. 46 in 09, didn't make the playoffs. Those things never, ever happened for an Eastern Conference team back in the 80s. If you look at things like the All-NBA teams, you got 3 teams, first, second, and third, 15. This year, 11 of the 15 are from the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was even worse. It was 13 out of 15 from the Western Conference, with LeBron and Kyrie Irving the only guys to make it. So the West is a lot tougher than the East, and I say that this year because the West was not as good as we thought it was going to be.
That's right.
But it was still better than the Eastern Conference, and I think we're seeing how Cleveland kind of steamrolled through the Eastern Conference. Some pretty weak competition. Well, the best series probably they had was, I know Toronto won a couple games, but I would say Detroit probably pressed them more than anything, and they got swept as in the first round. So it's not LeBron's fault, but it is a factor in terms of him getting those 6 straight finals. As far as his legacy, hey, he's a great player, a Hall of Fame player and everything else, but everything counts in terms of when you're tallying up at the end of a guy's career, which is when I like to do it, because when you do it during a guy's career, you get caught up in the moment. And that's either with players or teams, how they rank. You got to look at after his playing career is done, or at least the book has been written. As I say, Kobe Bryant played this year for the Lakers, but his book had been written about his legacy. So you have to kind of get through that, and you go back and you tally up everything. And to me, that's how you rank a guy, where he falls in the hierarchy of the best players ever.
You think LeBron, he stays in Cleveland?
To me, it's hard to leave. I mean, if you talk about, I think he does, yes, to answer your question. If he doesn't, what's that say about him? Because this is the team he wanted. He wanted Kevin Love. He came back to Cleveland to win a championship for that city where he grew up, or Akron, outside of Cleveland. And if he ups and leaves, to me, it's worse than he left the first time.
Right.
I mean, the first time when he left, I didn't have a problem with him leaving because he was a free agent. He spent 7 years there. It was totally his right. If he wanted to leave and go play somewhere else, I didn't like the way he did, the whole decision thing.
Game 4 of the NBA Finals is underway, and we have got you covered right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stick around. Coming back will be Myron Patton, KOKH, Sports Director, Fox 25 out of Oklahoma City, and we will be talking about the OKC Thunder.